Keeping them working on the railroads. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Senate votes to intervene and stop rail workers from striking. Like the House, the Senate passed a bill to prevent a rail strike. But unlike the lower chamber, senators rejected a proposal over paid sick leave.
The Senate voting 80 to 15 with one present. Congress intervened to prevent a national railroad strike for the first time in three decades. But pro-labor Democrats took a loss in the effort to salvage a shaky economy. A liberal push for medical leave could have tanked the deal, but the paid medical leave couldn't overcome a filibuster. Lawmakers from both sides opposed congressional intervention in the labor dispute. Some Republicans advocated another two-month cooling-off period, but that effort failed as well. Rail workers get pay hikes in the agreement, but progressives downplayed that win for the unions.
Fox's Chad Pergram. A federal appeals court rules a lower court did not have the authority to appoint a special master to oversee the documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And that will allow the Justice Department to continue its investigation of the documents unimpeded. Police in Moscow, Idaho, go back and forth again about the nature of the attack that killed four college students.
Moscow police threw people for a loop when they said they did not know if four University of Idaho students murdered more than 2 weeks ago were victims of a targeted attack. That was a major reversal from what they have been saying. But they reversed themselves, saying that they do indeed believe this was a targeted attack. The back and forth leaving both students and local residents confused and worried.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Elon Musk says the Twitter account of Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, will be suspended because he has again violated the rule against incitement to violence. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Days before polls close in Georgia, President Biden has no plans to visit the state to help Senator Raphael Warnock to win the runoff election against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. However, former President Obama was there Thursday and warned about the GOP's tactics.
Because they know they don't have winning ideas, their strategy is to scare you and confuse you and bamboozle you, run the okey-doke on you, and make you believe that your vote does not matter.
Walker took aim at Obama on the eve of the former president's return to Georgia, calling him an actor, among other criticisms. Weeks after the midterm elections, a rural Arizona county finally certifies its election results, but only after a judge ordered it. The judge ruled Republican supervisors in Cochise County broke the law when they refused to sign off on the vote count by this week's deadline. The CDC warns air fryers and frozen chicken don't mix.
A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finding outbreaks of people getting sick from food poisoning after trying to cook frozen stuffed chicken products in appliances other than a conventional oven. These products usually are breaded, like frozen chicken Kiev or chicken cordon bleu. They are heat treated to cook the breading enough, but the CDC warns that the chicken inside is not fully cooked, or in some cases, completely raw. Chicken products need to reach an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit to be safe enough to eat, so the CDC is reminding Americans to avoid microwaves and air fryers for your chicken dinner. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the World Cup, Brazil and Portugal have advanced to the knockout round, so the focus on the final day of group play. The six teams are trying to avoid elimination. Serbia, Switzerland, Cameroon, South Korea, Ghana, and Uruguay. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.